So did you know that through your prayers, you can help save other people's souls? And here is a story along these lines called 40 Days in Purgatory, and then you will be in heaven. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the life of Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin monk, he was a mystic, and he was also a miracle worker. And here you will see how Padre Pio's intercession, what it can do for you or for someone you love. So please do stay tuned to this channel. We do ask you, also help us with our Padre Pio apostolate. Do this by liking our video, sharing the video with friends, colleagues, or someone who may benefit from the video. And if you haven't already, then do subscribe to this channel. Click that reminder bell thereafter. Our story took place with the spiritual son of Padre Pio, and he was employed in the Ministry of Public Works. And there, his immediate director was in fact a Freemason. So not exactly someone open or friendly to the Catholic religion, we could say. Yet gradually, his employer became more interested in all of these trips that he was making to San Giovanni Rotondo in order to meet Padre Pio. And it seems eventually he converted. This is the story as Padre Pio's spiritual son tells us, as he declared. He says he was quite old and suffering from severe diabetes. And over and above that, as a further complication of the diabetes, he became blind. He could no longer see. And so, he says, I went to visit him often. And at one time, we spoke a little bit about Padre Pio. And he just kind of nodded superficially. Obviously, he wasn't interested. And yet his state of health just continued to deteriorate, becoming worse and worse with time. And eventually it reached a point where I thought, it's so bad, I'm never going to see him again. He's going to pass away. But somehow he recovered. He recovered somewhat anyway. Meanwhile, I prayed, he says, insistently and persistently, saying, Father, save the soul. He is a good person, and I pray for him, save him. He put these petitions to Padre Pio. And then one night, when I visited him, he told me, oh, it's you. Do you know that I have something I must tell you? And that is that the voice of Padre Pio entered this house. It was heard in this house today. Today on the radio, I heard the Holy Rosary recited by him, that is by Padre Pio, and also by Beniamino Gigli, who was an actor or singer at that time. And thereafter, he sang the song Mamea to the priest, and he says it was so beautiful. So somehow he'd been touched by some sort of grace. It seems that the prayers were starting to work. However, his illness just continued to deteriorate even more rapidly now. And so the spiritual son did nothing, he says, but pray for him, for his soul. He put his intercessions to Padre Pio, to our Lord, to God himself. And then one day, his former boss telephoned and got through to his house and spoke to his wife and said the following, I would like to give you something or to tell you something that is so grand and so beautiful. Well, of course, she was interested and she said, yes, what is that? And then he responded, I cannot tell you now because you would just start crying. But I will tell you in 40 days after my recovery. So had he received some sort of a premonition he was going to recover? Well, the next day, he was dead. Yet he gave up his soul in a special way, in such a way he gave his soul to God in great serenity. So something seems to have happened here. When his wife heard about this, she concluded with, but he promised he would tell me in 40 days after his recovery. Instead, he is gone. What's happened here? Something's gone wrong. But somehow the spiritual son managed to slip in a quick response, 40 days in purgatory, perhaps. But she was very perplexed by this. So, after 40 days, I, that is the spiritual son, he made the journey to St. Giovanni Rotondo, to Padre Pio. And there he made his confession to him. And then afterwards, he took the photo of his employee and he placed it on the kneeler, on the bench top. And Padre Pio came past. And then with a sudden, immense joy and a face luminous and so beautiful, he says, he took up the photo in his hands and he exclaimed, "He is in paradise." And this kind of confirms the story, 40 days in purgatory. But it also shows the power of our intercession, of your intercession and all of our prayers, especially Padre Pio's prayers. We must be persistent in our prayers, and thereby we can win the grace necessary for even non-believers for their salvation. So let us always pray. Let us be encouraged by this. And also, we encourage you, do enroll your Mass prayer intentions for our Masses said every Friday to Padre Pio for your intentions, for his intentions. We bring them to Padre Pio in this Mass. So please do enroll. You can see how to do that on the video on the end screen, or you can go to the video description below and you can click the link there through to our website. Do enroll your Mass prayer intentions.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo e dello Spirito Santo, così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e